turned a tip past 56 yards for a touchdown with 2 minutes and 58 seconds remaining. And number 17 Pittsburgh beat West Virginia 38-31 on Thursday night in the return of the backyard brawl. The Panthers edged their rivals for the first time since 2008 after a pass by West Virginia's JT Daniels smacked off the hands of Bryce Ford Wheaton and into the hands of Devonshire, who weaved his way through traffic to give Pitt its second touchdown in 43 seconds to turn a 7-point deficient into a lead that wouldn't relinquish. Southern California transfer Keaton Slavis threw for 308 yards and a touchdown in his debut with the Panthers in the opener for both teams. Russell Wilson signed a 5-year extension worth $245 million with the Denver Broncos on Thursday. The new deal kicks in after the 2024 season and keeps Wilson in Denver for the next 7 years. The new contract includes $165 million in guarantees and pays Wilson an average of $49 million a season. The Broncos acquired Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks in March for 3 players and 5 draft picks, including first and second round selections this year and next. This comes 3 weeks after the team was sold to the Walton Penner Ownership Group, the wealthiest in the NFL. The extension keeps Wilson, 33, under contract through the 2028 season for $296 million. It's the biggest contract in Broncos history and one of the largest ever in NFL. A person familiar with the trade tells AP the Cleveland Cavaliers have agreed to acquire All-Star guard Donovan Mitchell in a blockbuster trade with the Utah Jazz. The person spoke on conditions of anonymity because the NBA still has to approve the trade. The person says Cleveland is sending guard Colin Sexton, forward Lauri Markkanen, and rookie guard Oche Agbaji, along with 3 unprotected first-round picks to the Jazz. Mitchell is one of the league's premier scorers, and his acquisition could put the Cavs among the elite teams in the Eastern Conference.
If you have a beef with